Day Street Books and Harper Audio present The History of the Future, Oculus, Facebook, and the Revolution That Swept Virtual Reality by Blake J. Harris. Read by Stephen Graybill. Forward by Ernest Cline. I was born in March of 1972. It was a perfect time to be born a geek, because the geeks were about to inherit the Earth. I don't think I actually realized I was a geek until May of 1977, which was when the very first Star Wars film was released. I was 5 years old, and when I saw it for the first time, I nearly lost my mind. I was suddenly unable to talk or think about anything other than Star Wars. It became my first obsession. Star Wars was the very first thing that I ever geeked out over. But it definitely wouldn't be the last. The following year, I received an Atari 2600 for Christmas, and yet another obsession was born. To me, those Atari cartridges in the old shoebox beside our TV were more than just games. They were computer simulations. They allowed me to simulate driving a tank or piloting a starship through an asteroid field. One of these games, Adventure, even allowed me to take control of an avatar inside a virtual world. I could navigate its labyrinths, pick up items, slay dragons, storm castles, and search hidden treasure. Sure, my avatar was just a square, and the virtual world was rendered with blocky two-dimensional graphics on my TV screen, but to me, that computer-generated kingdom seemed like a real place. Playing the game was like being transported to an